Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'll never say never to your wishes. I'll never let you fall. No, no. You always know, always know I'm with me. I'm always on call.
Behind the scenes. What are we doing on that podcast, by the way, Karen? Now that you're back. We are going to prepare a weekly podcast of behind-the-scenes conversation that goes on when we are not on the air. And I'm wondering how we're doing in that department.
And as Jennifer has reminded us, none of us can be president.
That's right.
None of us. So if we have any political aspirations,
I was just
teasing. Or if you want to run the Today Show, you're going to be out on that too.
So, right.
You're right. I think his career is over. Billy Bush, don't you think?
I feel really sad for him,
yeah,
actually.
He's a good kid. I've been with him a couple of times. I liked him.
Well, look at you. You said he's a good kid. Do you feel the same way about Donald Trump?
Say what?
You feel the same way about Donald Trump?
I'm taking a different perspective because the focus on Billy Bush maybe ought not to be the same as the focus on Donald Trump, because
right.
Billy Bush isn't running for president. He's a
right.
kid that was fortunate to have a good personality. He had a good radio show. He did well on television. He's affable. He's pretty smart. I was at a Hollywood party with him once in the Hollywood Hills, and he mixed me a drink. The
Ooh.
Drink
oh
was ginger ale, and he looked at me. He had gone to the bar, and he saw me, and he said, "Can I get you something?"
I said, "What?"
I said, "Yeah." I said, "I just want some ginger ale and cranberry juice." I think it was Sprite, whatever it was. He said, "Yeah, yeah." So then we were kibitzing about what he was doing and why he went to these things. He said, "My job is to get as much gossip as possible about anything and everybody." And I mean, everybody was at this party. It was a real Hollywood party. I think it's the only one I've ever been to. Jack Nicholson was
holding court in the
corner. And why were you there? I was invited by somebody who put the party on that I knew, who wanted me to see what a real Hollywood party was all
Jen's
about.
Jen's line of questioning is the best.
Yeah. Wow. What did you expect? What did you think? Why did you ask me that?
Oh, no. I was just curious.
Yeah, we want a little more dirt.
I want the juice, man.
Yeah.
Well, the juice about
like
Billy Bush in this circumstance. I mean, there were all kinds of the reason I was attracted to him is because he seemed like a real person. Most of the people wandering around in the rooms in this guy's house, it was a Hollywood director. They were just not real. The get-ups on the women were not real. The guys were just phony baloney. But Billy Bush seemed like a guy that was grounded. And he was having fun. He was just taking down. He was doing what you want him to do, Jennifer. Get the dirt. What's the gossip? And I'm sure that's why he was invited. You know, those guys who do those shows are invited to all that stuff. Just to sort of give these people a great believers in, I don't care what you say about me, just spell my name right. So how come that doesn't work for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? It doesn't. It doesn't work in politics. That work in politics. Yes, no.
No, I mean, we would hope to hold our politicians to a higher standard.
Yeah,
oh,
we would hope.
Than page six
not
gossip,
anymore.
You know?
I mean, this society?
That ended with Bill Clinton. Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Halloween.
And I don't
for a
think
moment.
It's necessarily that their behavior has changed. I'm sure, like the politicians in history, you could hear the stories, right? There,
Thomas Jefferson. Ding,
yeah,
ding,
it's how
ding,
pop
ding,
culture
ding.
Has made it acceptable because we are a 24-hour news cycle, because we live and die by the gossip news media. I mean, the TMZs of the world. We want the juice.
Right.
Now there's no boundary anymore.
Gossip reigns. All right, so let's talk about Halloween. You ready?
I love Halloween.
How much are you going to spend this year on Halloween?
I'm kind of playing with the idea of having a Halloween party, so probably a lot.
You're going to invite me?
I usually do every year. Last year I was traveling in the Czech Republic, so I didn't get to. So
They don't have Halloween there.
They do.
Halloween,
not like we have here.
Actually, was started as a Christian ritual. All Hallows Eve.
I thought it was pagan.
Say it's a pagan holiday?
I always thought it was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It's like all the holidays. The Christians stole all the Christmas is a pagan holiday. The Christians
stole all the good stuff?
Yeah.
Is that right?
They just steal it. Like it was like Bill Clinton stealing from the Republicans when he was president. Right. All the good ideas. Okay, let's run with them. Anyway, Kara, how much are you spending on Halloween this year?
You know, I was going to say this earlier. When I was a kid, my parents would always talk about like how expensive Halloween candy was. And I don't know if that's what you mean, that or costumes, but I just spent like $15 on Halloween candy.
This is
what the heck
for yourself.
This is a general question.
No, no. Well, it's like 2 weeks away. If you go too late, yeah. then there's not anything there. But they have little kids in our apartment complex that come around and trick or treat.
Yeah, of course they do. No, I'm talking about the cost of costumes, candy, that sort of stuff.
I spend not a lot on costumes. I generally just try to find stuff out of my own closet or like thrift stores. I don't buy the pre-made ones because I don't like them.
Okay.
And also, yes, because I'm cheap.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Victoria?
You know, I don't even remember the last time I wore a costume for Halloween. I mean, I'm in New York City, and in our building, there aren't any kids, so no one trick-or-treats.
And everybody looked creepy in New York anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you see a lot of little kids together during the day with parents, and they do, you know, kind of organized trick-or-treating, but you just don't really see a whole lot. My favorite thing to do, actually, for Halloween is to drive to Sleepy Hollow, the actual town of Sleepy Hollow, which I love.
Look for the Headless Horseman to see if he's there.
I've been on the bridge where that inspired the Headless Horseman Bridge. And
there was not much that scared
Dutch Reformed
the pants
church.
Off of me when I was a kid. That was worse than that Headless Horseman movie.
Oh, I know. That's what I love about Halloween.
The living pants off of me.
Yeah. Oh,
that and Fantasia. All right, anyway, Americans aren't average. So are planning to spend $84 this year on Halloween, an all-time high.
That's kind of a lot.
$8.4 billion spent on retail items for Halloween.
Wow. I guess that means decorations too, because some people go all out and they get those huge blow ups and spider webs and all that
stuff.
But
you know what the biggest factor here is? Because the cost of chocolate, i.e. cocoa, has increased so much in the last year or so, the increase in candy costs is up by almost 44%, which I find very interesting. And how many have noticed that when you buy a candy bar at the store or buy the good candy, I don't pay much attention to what it costs. I just buy it because I like it.
What kind of candy do you eat, though, Doug?
I sometimes eat the cheap Three Musketeers kind of stuff. And then I was at the store the other day and I bought some fairly expensive chocolate. And I put it in Meredith's freezer so that I can
snack on it.
Let it thaw out. I tend to buy brownies or those blondie things to chew on here. But
do you find that when you buy chocolate, I mean, the last time I bought chocolate was 2 weeks ago. I was in Wegmans, and I bought the Wegmans brand, the 72% dark chocolate, which everyone says is supposed to be good for you if you have like an ounce of it a day. It was expensive. It was like $6 for a bar.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, chocolate's actually really expensive.
And I guess that's probably where the cocoa is going way up in price. But I'm surprised that Three Musketeers and Milky Way and all that stuff, I'm surprised that's gone up because I figured they would just add more filler and have less actual chocolate in their products.
Well, Hershey's Kisses, Tootsie Rolls, candy corn, those are the things. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, man, I don't understand the fascination of them, but whew. Do they sell?
I love. Are you kidding?
I don't like that mix, but some people really do. Ways to save money. If people are looking for tips, you can buy the cheapest types of candy in 1 pound bags. Do you do that, or do you buy them individually? I mean, this seems like common sense stuff.
Well, for Halloween, you'd have to buy a 1 pound bag.
Yeah, right. I buy bags. If you go to the fancy neighborhoods, though, they buy actual, like, real full-size candy bars.
Look for the buy one, get one free specials this week. Full-size candy, chocolates, these are the things to have, and you can buy a lot of them. There are apparently this week also in the circulars a lot of coupons for candy. Mm-hmm. You pay attention. Who looks at circulars anymore?
I do
discount.
Every
do
Sunday.
Really?
It's the best part of the paper.
Really?
You have to read all the doom and gloom. Read about what's on sale at Target. I'm all in.
Does this stuff get sold online? Can you buy candy and stuff online?
I'm sure you can.
Amazon or something, probably. Amazon
like
Fresh.
Corn.
I mean, I use their grocery delivery service, so you could probably buy Halloween candy. Mm-hmm.
How many people bake for Halloween? Would you actually bake the things, make things on your own to give away as treats. I remember
I think
as a kid.
Especially if you have kids for classroom parties and stuff.
Yeah.
My
popcorn balls.
I would go up the street to my neighborhood and they were the best cookies and cupcakes that were made, and the out of this world brownies. I think that's where I got hooked on brownies when I was a kid at Halloween. We didn't get much candy, or I don't remember getting much candy, frankly, but I remember that I just loved the brownies, just loved them.
I love brownies too, yeah. But my favorite cookies that I've ever made from scratch are actual leftover Halloween candy cookies. Oh, and you just kind
really
of
good.
Mix in all of your favorite kind of Halloween candy, dice it all up, and you mix it in and bake cookies, and it's amazing.
Kind of like how I fix soup. Goulash.
Is that how you fix soup?
Exactly. Yeah.
I just take everything that's in the refrigerator and that I haven't finished and throw it into a pot and cook it.
Add some stock?
Well, sometimes a little. Yeah, I have some chicken stock or turkey stock, put it in. Yeah. Yep. That works.
It works.
And I have it for breakfast. Some of it cooking downstairs right now. How's that?
Okay, soup for breakfast is a little weird. That's very Asian-y of you.
Soup for breakfast is very, very good for you.
I'm
there
sure
are all
it
kinds
is.
Of stuff. Soup
but
is
But that only tends to happen in Asia.
No. Well, it depends on who you're with.
Asia and Doug's house.
Asia and Doug's house.
Like yeah. Asia, but differently.
Everybody thinks of my place as an Asian paradise, I know.
Do you sing the Chinese song while you're making your soup
like
in the
Chinese,
morning?
That's it, yep. 18 past the hour.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This core star of the Big Red Machine went into the Hall of Fame on his first year of eligibility with a remarkable 96% of the vote. He's universally regarded among the best catchers of all time.
And a high fly ball, center field, it's gone!
So where is Johnny Bench now? Baseball fans who grew up in the 80s remember Johnny on the Emmy-winning Baseball Bunch. He also broadcast games for the Reds and CBS Radio. Today, he's a spokesman for Cincinnati's Fifth Third Bank, and he even finds time to work on a Harry Carey impression.
Everybody, come back again. Hey, we'll do this again next year. What do you say?
Not bad, Johnny. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green. Harrison with you. According to the LA Times, a City of Los Angeles investigations uncovered evidence that vans dispatched by the college hospital chain have dumped as many as 150 mental patients on Skid Row in the last 2 years. One 32-year-old schizophrenic was dumped just after being diagnosed as dangerously delusional and paranoid. It's gotten so bad that California courts have issued a stop order to determine what's the proper place for commercial hospitals to dump mentally ill patients. Federal regulations require medical facilities to come up with a plan for follow-up care, but they don't order hospitals ever to make sure their discharge patients actually receive it. L.A., the second largest city in the U.S., seems to be spending as much time dumping patients as they are trying to heal them. Except in Hollywood, of course. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Many people believe today's media is biased, and to some degree, every organization is biased to perpetuate what they think is best for them. But if you know what you're looking for, you can spot bias. First, the social science of it. It's called the straw man argument. Complicated, but one easy way to spot this type of intentional bias is to listen up when television, radio, salespeople, or your best friend start their pitch with the phrase, "Some people say." After those three words, a false, misleading argument is usually inserted.
Just listen to what he has to say.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Bias is everywhere, but you don't have to fall for it. When you hear another person begin a discussion with, "Some people say," bias may be in play, and you need to ask yourself, "Hey, why should I believe this?" More info at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.